Hello guys, welcome back to There Is Hope. I'm your host, Edward Uribe. Excuse me for that, just welcome to the channel, welcome back. I know I haven't posted in so long. I usually want to post on Sundays with my team, and so yeah, let's just get to it, and I'll do announcements at the end like always. And alright, today I'm going to be discussing Satan's plan. I think I already done this, but I think I'm going to make it part two. But this is just, alright, Satan's plan. And I know this might go like 5 minutes, I'm not sure, but we're just going to see how it turns out. Okay, Satan's plan. Okay, when you're doing something for God, when you're reading God's word, he's going to do these things. Alright, so I just want you to take note on this, and please, please, please just stay tuned, okay? He's going to bring you doubt. He makes you question God's word and his goodness. So when something doesn't go your way, okay, this is important, you begin to doubt. You begin to question him, whether if he's still working or if he's not. Okay, so second one, discouragement. Makes you look at your problems rather than at God. You stay in focus at your problem. You stick and stay there, and you don't want to move because of your problems. And that is the number one thing we struggle with. Discouragement. The third one. Diversion. Diversion. I think I said it right, but I mean, it's okay. Hallelujah. Makes the wrong things seem attractive. So you want them more than the right things. Lust. Really, it's just doing immoral lives. Sexual immorality. Really, anything that makes it wrong, but you ignore the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and you do that. So what is the point of doing your conviction? So really a good one. Defeat makes you feel like a failure, so you don't even try. Guys, this was a big important thing that I dealt with when I was bound up with fear. I just felt like a failure. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just scared to do things, paranoia, stuff like that. Last one, delay. Makes you put off something so it never gets done. Reading God's word is a big one. That's a big delay that we always happen. And I think I'm going to make this a bonus just by looking at it. But I mean, this is good. But still, delays goes with God's word, because Satan does not want us to learn from what God is doing. Satan does not want us to do things for the Lord. He wants us to live things for the world. Okay, that's a different thing. We have to begin trying to stay focused in the word. So that's why God told his disciples to stay awake, stay praying, so you will not fall into Satan's trap. And what happened? They fell asleep. He got arrested that night. And just things happened that night that were, I can even cite it. Look, let me look it up real quick. But still, he would ask them for him so you can stay faithful. Stay in his word, okay? This is really important. This is just gives us how we fall asleep by going with God. That's why he sometimes has to pick us up and take us with us, okay? So, I think it's Matthew. Here, let's see. It's Matthew. Okay. Yeah, I can't find it. I remember it's in Matthew, but still, okay? Sorry for that. But, guys, really, we have to let go of all delay, let go of everything, let all of all doubt, discouragement, because there's always, okay, I was reading last night, we were doing a devotional, and really, Romans, let's see, I'm gonna do everything, this is like a preaching for me tonight, so come on, hallelujah. So, it says, in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, it says, "But now God has shown us the way to be made right with him, without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standards. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty with our sins. For God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. For he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he declares sinners to be right in his sight. When they believe in Jesus, can we boast? Then, I'm sorry. I think I read that wrong. When they believe in Jesus, can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No, because our acquittal is not based on obeying the law, God through faith, and not obeying the law. After all, is God the God of the Jews only? And isn't he only the God of the Gentiles? Of course he is. There is only one God, and he makes people right with himself only by faith, whether they are Jewish or Gentiles. If we emphasize faith, does this mean that we can forget about the law? Of course not. In fact, only when we have faith do we truly fulfill the law. Guys, this is so important. This is so big. How Christ took our punishment. And I know I'm kind of screaming in here, but it's okay. Christ took our punishment looking at what we have done, and he does that for us. So really, it's important to not fall into Satan's plan, because that's what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to fall in Satan's plan, and this is big. I didn't even have this in my notes. So really, this is big, and this is just to show how God is working. Don't have doubt. Don't have discouragement. Don't have diversion. Don't have defeat. Don't have delay. Okay. Guys, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to make this as a bonus. So please, thank you for joining in, and I'll see y'all next episode. Have a great night.